From NPR News, it's Day to Day. So the summer travel season's over. Now you can start shopping for all those cheap fall airfare deals, right? Well, not exactly. Southwest Airlines just raised fares yesterday, and several other big carriers followed suit. Marketplace's Steve Tripoli joins us now. Hey, Steve.
Hi, Robert.
What's up with this fare hike? Southwest, United, American, five other airlines. Does this mean those rock-bottom fall prices are history?
Fear not, Robert. Yesterday's fare hikes were something of a blip on the radar screen, it turns out. A couple of points about those increases. First, they were small. Industry analysts tell me they affected mostly flights where the traveler has little flexibility, and they were tied to increasing fuel prices, not increasing demand.
So is it still likely that we can find some deals out there?
Oh, yeah, they're on the way, as a matter of fact, and for the same reasons they usually arrive this time of year, fewer people flying. Here's what Tom Parsons at bestfares.com says you can look forward to.
In the fall, September, October, and up until Thanksgiving, the airlines have a little open window there where the demand does not exceed supply. They have a lot of empty seats. We'll see the same thing happen probably the 6 weeks right after New Year's, and then there's another lull usually during the month of May.
Well, Steve, just between you and me, where can we find these bargains?
Well, you know, it's impossible to give an exhaustive list, but let me give you a few guidelines. If you have flexibility, which means you can avoid so-called family travel periods like summer and the holidays, you can often do quite well. So that means now, in general, the West Coast to the Caribbean is dirt cheap right now. The East Coast to Florida, Europe is dropping to several hundred dollars less than peak fares, and it will pretty much stay that way into next spring. Just get on board 14 to 21 days in advance. That's the tip-off. And if you're willing to be flexible about where you'll vacation, the airlines and travel websites have more last-minute bargains.
Sure. With the hurricanes hitting the Caribbean, it's certainly cheap to go there. But is there anyone who doesn't get to share in all these fares?
Well, business travelers, of course, or anyone who has to go someplace specific on fairly short notice, as we mentioned. And also, it's hard for people who don't live near airports that are served by more than one major airline. Tom Parsons at Best Fares told me that Cincinnati, for instance, has the highest flying prices in the nation. And if you're traveling to or from smaller cities like Roanoke, Virginia, for instance, your bargains are limited because your flying options are limited.
Okay, enough of the travel consulting business. You're a business reporter. What about these airline profits? Does going back to bargains help them?
Well, when the alternative is an empty seat, it does. And don't forget, lots of flying, the non-essential pleasure trips, is a cyclical business. So the airlines are looking ahead and worrying about the overall economy. The consumers are going to be in a little less of a spending mood if the economy weakens. So they want to sell seats while they can.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.